this is your host, Joy Brown. They call me Joy in the House. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I'm so happy that you joined us today on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. I've been here for a little while now. You know, I had quite a few guests, authors, pastors, apostles, and prophets, laymen that have came on our show, and I want to say thank you, because without you, I would be doing the show alone. But I invited you, and you came on, and this is another year that God has allowed us to come back and continue our show, Punch TV Studio, and our CEO, Joseph Collins, and staff want to say thank you. We had an awesome plan, and it's still going on because our company had exercised the opportunity and were qualified by the SEC to sell stock in our company. And we had a tremendous response by people all over the world. So I want to say thank you again. And then again, we have Vanda from ePastors Network. As you see our advertisement, she's on there. She's been promoting my show for a long time, and she has been such a great inspiration. Of course, the nuggets that you hear, the scriptures, those come from Vanda also. We plug those in, and we still are looking for you to join our Nabuki Actors and Filmmakers, but Punch TV Studio is doing some great things. But today, our topic and your host, Joy Brown, will be talking about prayer. Prayer into the universe and beyond. The most powerful channel of communication is prayer. A question for you. What type of prayers are you praying into the universe? It says better, faster, clearer communication, and the coverage is unlimited, unlike some of our verbs. Only can go so far. Of course, when we're talking to somebody, it's a couple of people, maybe your spouse, maybe it's your family members, or your friends, or maybe you're on the cell phone, maybe you have a conference call, but it's nothing compared to prayer. It goes way beyond you can imagine. Guess what? This kind of communication is already available in your service area. Network, or spectrum, whether it be cable or internet, satellite, whatever way your communication is being given to you, this channel of prayer far exceeds that. Imagine that. You say, well, it's not in my area. Oh, yes, it is. It's been in your area since the beginning of time. It's been available not to just you, but to everyone since the beginning of the world. It's called prayer. No restrictions, nothing attached. A good requirement is a sincere heart. Well, prayer is talking and listening to God. And some say, I pray to God. Some people say, the man above. Some people say, Allah, or Father, Jehovah, and whatever you are comfortable saying, it's still open communication that you can reach him. Point one, we can pray anytime. Point two, anywhere. And point three, in any situation. He promised to listen always. could be a little short prayer or a long worded prayer. I don't know. Whatever your language or your form of expression. And James, when it talks about prayer, and it's James 5 and 13, it says, if any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. And if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So, with that being said, I want to just go into a few things. And it says types of prayer. There are certain types of prayer. Did you not know that? And one type of prayer is confession. You're confessing something. You're admitting a wrong of an action or a thought. And these are what you call the types of prayer and their purposes of why you're making a confession. Intercession is to ask God for help, either on someone else's behalf or for yourself. Intercession prayer. When I lived in Dallas, the church that I was affiliate with, the pastor appointed me as an intercessor over a particular group of people. We all come together. And I was appointed as the quote unquote head intercessor, meaning I wasn't above nobody, but, you know, leadership is in place. And I would come in and I would begin to lead our people into prayer. I have a special way that God uses me in intercessory prayer because it is prophetic, meaning when I begin to intercede on your behalf, the pastors, God began to show me things, and it comes from my mouth, from out of my heart. And as he's speaking to me, I begin to speak those things, whether it be just for before service, or if someone is being healed, or a prophetic word is released into the atmosphere. Like I said, it's just in prayer goes into the universe and beyond, because first of all, you know, you're praying to God, and then thanksgiving. Give thanks for what God has given and done. Or praise, the type of prayers what we talk about is to acknowledge God's goodness, mercy, love, and holiness. Petition, to make a specific request of God. So I mentioned five types of prayer, categories of prayer that we go forth in communication with God. Now, you know, in the book of Philippians, it says, and be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the God of peace will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. You know, I don't really use my broadcasting or the time for preaching the word, but I'm not even preaching. I'm just going through some things in a book about prayer. You know, right now, the whole world and people are talking about they can see the effects of not having prayer in school. Of course, you can see the effects of prayer not being in our government system. You can see the effects of prayer if you don't pray in your relationships. You can see the effects of prayer if you're not praying and blessing and thanking God for your food that you eat, you can see the effects of none prayers, people that do not pray consistently. You can see, even sometimes when you're going through, now I'm not saying you're not going to go through, but certainly when you know, when you have a prayer life and it's open communication consistently, you do go through your trials with the knowledge and the knowing that God is hearing you. Whether or not he takes you out of that situation or he leaves you in, I want you to be assured of today, if you didn't know, if he brought you in something, that means that he knows that you're there. And it's for a reason. It's an appointed time for something. It's a divine appointment that he's bringing you through a trial. And whatever situation you're in, he's in it with you. He's praying for you. He's holding you up in that situation. And it's so phenomenal to know that if he brought you in there and he's in there with you, you know that you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Yes, you are. Listen, I am just thankful because we need it. We need the praying. And there's famous people or ancient in Israel, different persons that prayed. Think about Daniel when he was taken into captivity to Babylon. To Daniel remained faithful to God, even when it meant certain death. And when Darius decreed that he was the only one to whom anyone should pray, Daniel prayed anyway. He said he heard the decree. He acknowledged that the decree was only to pray to King Darius, but Daniel prayed to his God. He said, regardless, I don't care who y'all pray to, he said, I know who my God is. Is it the same thing I've been doing since I've been here? Is what I'm going to continue to do. So whatever the cost of the penalty is, then my God is able to deliver me. And if it, like I said, if he don't, I'm okay with it. So you know about the Daniel in the lion's den and how he was tossed in the lion's den. You know, that's just haters. It hated what he did. Hated that he did not walk according to what their commands were. With Iris, he didn't know that this was just a plot. Sometimes you don't know. It's just a plot. Something is put against you to put you in a position for you to agitate heaven, agitate the divine, the principalities, so you can show forth the glory of God. Listen, I'm getting all caught up in this. I'm going to take a commercial because I have some callers on here and I want to see what you have to say also. So let's do a little commercial here.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Hi, here is another Power Nugget. Did you know our work, our actions, our business should be done in a spirit of excellence? Colossians chapter 3. Verses 23 through 24 lets us know, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, with passion, vitality, inspiration, as to the Lord, and not unto men. For there is a reward of inheritance, because we serve the Lord Christ.
So, today, again, we are talking about prayer. Now, you know, in the book of Psalms, also, there's all types of prayers are included in the book of Psalms. There are prayers of thanksgiving and praise prayer, Psalms 103, 104, Psalms 119, praises God for his law, Psalms 136, praise God for what he did for his people. And there are also prayers of conf-
confession, confess, I confess my sin, request to be free from the power of the enemy, and please to God to do what he promised, Psalms 51, 59, and 89. So it is, you have an aid, you have something to help you. I have a book that when I really began to start understanding what prayer was and how to open myself to receive God, I picked up this book. It's by Jack W. Hayford, and the name of the book is Prayer is Invading the Impossible. I use that book a lot. And then there's another book I used to use called The Reality of Prayer. That was by E.M. Bounds. And what I used to do when I go down to pray, and this was some years ago, I still have these books. I would look in these books, and when I started praying, if I didn't really know what to say, I would open up one of these books. The prayer is already in here. These people have made it possible to make prayer easy. And I would just open up the book and pray. One of the prayers, The Reality of Prayer, E.M. Bounds, and it says, our Lord's model prayer. It says, what satisfaction must it be to learn from God himself with what words and in what manner he would have us pray to him so as not to pray in vain. We do not sufficiently consider the value of this prayer, the respect and the attention which is required, the preference to be given to it, its fullest and perfection, the frequent use we should make of it, and the spirit which we should bring with it. Lord, teach us how to pray. How many times you didn't know what to pray or how you're going to start it off? Or sometimes you're in such a dire need at that time, you might consider it as an emergency, but God doesn't, because he already knew what was going to happen before it happened. But there's a lady called Deborah Smith Pegas. She has a book called Emergency Prayers. God helps in your time of need. And these are things, give me some of the topics that she has. It's, I'm falling out of love with my mate. And she gives a quick prayer in reference to that. Or, I do not want to submit to my husband. That's another one. Or, I can't sleep. You know, you're praying. My appetite is out of control. Yes, we have a lot of things. You know what? I just thought about something. I was praying, or like I do every morning, and the Lord says to me, surrender. And then I heard submit. I was saying surrender. Like, how? Not that I don't know what surrender means, but when he says it, it's a little more intense. I said, surrender. So I was walking today, and it's been in my spirit for the last day, because I'm saying, okay, how do I surrender? You know, I lift my hands up when I'm praying sometime, and I know what the word surrender means, to give up everything you have to him totally, no matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, just to give it to me. Give it to me. Don't stop holding on to your stuff in your heart, your past, things you're trying to accomplish. He says, surrender that to me. Let me work this thing. Let me work in you to get you to where I'm taking you to. And it blessed me. I said, I know I've heard this before. And I started singing a song, I Surrender All. You know, that's an old song, All to Him. I Surrender All. I said, okay, Lord. I said, I don't know what I'm holding on to. I got some things I know that bothers me sometimes. I don't necessarily worry about them, but they come up in my spirit sometimes when I'm getting up to pray in the morning. It's in my spirit, and I need to just surrender. Then, You have prayers for relationship crisis. You know, you have prayer for your kids. You need prayer how to set boundaries. Somebody got a problem with gossiping and strongholds in their life, things like that. Or you have a broken heart. All right? You need to be delivered from debt. Or how do I make ends meet? Or student loans are running my future. You know, I don't have insurance. Or I don't have barrel insurance. What if something happened to me and my family? I don't want my family taking care of me. So you might need to get out of a binding contract. You know, or you lost your job, or sometimes losing a job opens up an opportunity for you to create your business, which you've always wanted to do. Teach me how, Lord, I need you to teach me what to do to create my business. Ooh, that's a good one right there. You're homebound now, not meaning that you don't really necessarily have transportation, but you went out looking for a job and nobody's hiring you. You have skills. So now he wants you to take those skills that he had and the talents that you have and create your business. What dreams do you have? That's what he's talking about. Surrender to me. Yeah, you might be thinking, well, I don't have the money that I need. But do you know you have favor with God? Or you might be saying, I need prayer because I don't have the courage. I got faith, but I don't have the courage to step out and do what he wants me to do. So many things that you have. Even Jonah. Remember God told Jonah to preach to the sinful people of Nineveh? But instead, Jonah took a ship in the opposite direction. Is that you? And after being tossed overboard, Jonah was swallowed by a large fish. For 3 days, Jonah prayed. Yes, he did. He prayed from the inside of a fish belly. And you think God didn't hear that prayer? I don't know what he was praying about, but he got that prayer across, and he was delivered and set free. And then it says, after Solomon, the King Solomon, the wisest king that lived, the richest and the wisest king, he says, after building the magnificent temple at Jerusalem, King Solomon offered a prayer of praise to God. And you know what his prayer was. He wasn't even asking for no things and for riches and gold. He wanted wisdom. I know I need wisdom because I'm foolish. I make some difficult decisions. So prayer into the universe and beyond, powerful channel of communication. You know, I really enjoyed doing this today. And it's so, like I said, so needed. So our Father, help us to honor your name. Come and set up your kingdom so that everyone on earth will obey you as you are obeyed in the heavens. Give us our food today. Forgive us for doing wrong or forgive others. Help us. Keep us from being tempted and protected from evil. Yes, the Lord's Prayer. And when you pray, believe that he hears you. And if he hears you, then the request that you have made, he will answer it according to his will and his purpose. This has been cool. You know that? I'm enjoying this. But this is about prayer and the universe and beyond. It goes far beyond than you could even imagine, even think about. And, you know, if you know that he hears you, you get up off your knees and you begin to praise him and you begin to thank him and acknowledge him. As the Bible says in Matthew 2:7, knowing that God will answer, ask, and you will receive. Search and you will find, knock and the door will be open for you. In the name of Jesus, John 16:23, and it says, Jesus said, I tell you for certain that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. Philippians 4:6, about everything. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 17, at all time, always be joyful and never stop praying. That is your host, Joy Brown, coming to you today on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. And of course, if you have a prayer request, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the number you can call. You can call me at area code 310-703-4911. And you can say, Joy, I got a request. Can you pray for me about this? And we can pray together. I'm getting ready to start my conference line also again. And I'll probably be releasing that soon so everyone can start getting on our prayer conference line also. So it'll be a certain time. Last time I had it at 12 noon. And 12 noon was for every hour. I had a 12 noon prayer, Pacific, Central, and Eastern. And I've been led now to come back on that prayer line. Hey, listen, it's been wonderful holding your attention today and giving you what God has given me. And I pray that what you have heard, you can take it and you can use it for those that you know. And let me tell you again, God answers prayer. Again, this has been the Pastors for Punch TV studio. Your host, Joy Brown. You have a wonderful day, and may the Lord be with you.
Until then.